안녕하십니까? 이 테이프는 2004학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 9월 모의 평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 녹음 테이프입니다. 잠시 후 3시 50분부터 2004학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 9월 모의 평가 4교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호, 응시계열 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지 오른쪽 부분에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기, 말하기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 4교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 찾는 여자를 고르시오.
What a great picture! Who are these people? They look like scientists.
Oh, that? It's a picture of my sister and her classmates preparing for the school science fair.
You're kidding. I'd never have guessed. But where is your sister? Is she one of the two girls wearing white gowns?
No. Can't you find her? She is...
Okay. Don't give me any hints. She's making a poster for the science fair, right?
Yes.
Let's see. Is she the one with a brush in her right hand?
No, the other one. With one hand in her pocket.
Oh, I see what you mean. She looks familiar now.
2번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소를 고르시오.
Sally, have you finished setting the table? Come and help me.
I was just putting the knives and forks straight. So, what do you want me to do?
First, can you pass me the oil, please? I need to put some into the pan.
Sure, no problem. Oops! Oh no! I've splashed some oil on your shirt.
Don't worry, it will come off with washing powder.
Let me wash it for you when we are done.
Don't bother. Let's go on. Would you melt the butter for this dish?
The butter? Where is it?
Look on the top shelf, on the right. Can you see it?
Yes, I've got it. Thanks.
3번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Congratulations! Your show was very impressive.
Thank you. I'm glad to have a chance to present my creations in Paris.
Your dresses were wonderful, and the audience were touched by the traditional Korean beauty.
Actually, I didn't expect them to be so excited.
Please explain for the viewers how you got into the clothes business.
For me, fashion expresses culture. and I wanted to show Korea to the rest of the world.
You mean you wanted to use your dresses to bridge different cultures?
That's right.
Thank you, Ms. Park. This is Tim Johnson at the Grand Prix Hall, Paris.
Hello, viewers. Thanks for stopping by our show.
Hi, Kelly. What do we have today?
Well, today's item is the Happy Hair Dryer. It's a big hit on the market.
All right. And what's the special offer?
If you buy one now, you'll get a bottle of shampoo and a set of hairpins for free.
That's great. Wash your hair with the shampoo, dry it with the hair dryer, and then decorate it with the hairpins. Any free towels?
Maybe next time.
All right. Well, viewers, the phone line is open now for only 10 minutes.
Need a new hair dryer? Give us a call now.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a book, but I can't find it. Can you look it up on the computer?
Do you have the title or any other information?
Yes, I have the title and author written down right here.
1 minute. Sorry, it's out of stock. Do you want me to order it for you?
Yes, please. How long will that take?
Most special orders take about a week. Maybe 2. Is that all right?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Can I have your name and phone number? We'll call you when it arrives.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하고 있는 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'd like to talk today about making our school a better place for us all. If I am elected, I promise to work on extending the library hours so that we can study longer each day. I will also work on getting the school cleaned more often so that we can have a healthier environment. Finally, I intend to improve the cafeteria menu and to introduce more snacks. Remember, a vote for number 3 means a vote for progress.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 축구하기를 좋아하는 가장 큰 이유를 고르시오.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
No, I missed it. I went camping.
You should have seen it. Beckham was fantastic.
You love playing soccer as well, don't you?
Sure, I like it. I can meet new friends.
I like meeting people.
Why not join our club? You don't need any expensive equipment.
But isn't it a man's game? I don't want to build my muscles.
Don't worry about it. These days, lots of women play.
Well, it would be nice to see some new faces.
8번. 대화를 듣고 아래 표를 참고하여 두 사람이 관람할 영화를 고르시오.
I'm glad we can go to a movie together, Dad.
I wish we could do it more often, Susan. So what would you like to see?
Well, I've got some information on the movies playing in the Pacific Cinema. We can choose one of the movies in this ad.
How about Mr. Bean? I heard it's very funny.
I don't like comedies.
Then do you want to see a family movie?
Yeah, exactly. How did you guess?
I know everything. Well, which one do you prefer?
I have something to do in the afternoon, so let's see the morning one.
That's okay with me. Do you often jog in this park?
Oh, yes, every day. I'm a gym instructor. I haven't seen you here before.
Right. I've just started jogging today. You're an instructor. Can you tell me how long people jog in a day?
About an hour. That's 8 kilometers or so.
I see. Then how long do you think I should run?
My advice for you would be to run 30 minutes.
That would be 4 kilometers, right?
Not quite. Since this is your first day, you shouldn't run too fast. 3 kilometers would be best.
Thanks. Just out of curiosity, how far do you run?
About 9 kilometers every day.
Cool. But I'd better stick to 3 kilometers for a while. Dear friends, you might have heard that you are what you do. In other words, action creates emotion. If you act as if you are happy, for example, the real feeling will follow. If you act as if you are sad, you will feel sad without realizing the change. Research also shows that if you want to be happy, you need to spend real time with happy, healthy people. So try smiling continuously for 1 minute and see how you feel at the end of that time. And remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Kim, what's with the long face?
You know, there was a speech contest yesterday, and I didn't do as well as expected.
Really? What was the problem?
Well, I got some negative comments from the judges.
You're joking. What did they say?
They said the speech was dull, since I didn't use any body language.
But I thought you practiced that.
I did. I practiced many times before the contest. But when it started, I was too nervous to move.
Oh, I know what you mean. That happens to everybody.
I know, but it makes me feel down. Excuse me, Mr. Smith? Can I talk to you for a moment?
Of course. How can I help you?
I have a problem with my club activity.
Really? I thought you enjoyed tennis.
I do, but I've been having a pain in my shoulder recently.
Sorry to hear that. You'd better see a doctor.
I've seen one already. He advised me to stop playing tennis.
I see what you mean.
Well, I'd like to change to another club.
What do you have in mind?
I'm thinking of joining the photography club.
That's fine with me, but you need to see Mr. Baker, the club advisor, first.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
What's on Channel 9 now?
The weather report will be on in a minute. 2.
Can we move it a little to the right?
Sure. Is that enough? 3.
What do you think of this wall covering?
It really matches the furniture in the room. 4.
Do you have time this evening?
Sorry, I'm supposed to visit my parents. 5.
Honey, this flower vase is really unique.
Let's take it before it goes.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Julie, what's up?
The questionnaire in this magazine says I'm a boring person.
Don't be silly. You're not boring. What were the questions?
Okay, for example, where do you like to eat? A foreign or a traditional restaurant?
A foreign restaurant, I guess. I like to try new things.
I never try foreign food. And would you rather watch TV or go to a movie?
Go to a movie, of course. What about you?
I'd rather watch TV.
Really?
Uh-huh. Relaxing at home is better for me. See, they're right. I'm a boring person.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh, hi, Martin. Welcome back. Did you enjoy your trip?
Yes, it was fantastic. Nice weather, beautiful seaside, and the food was great.
You were lucky. Last time we went there, it rained all week.
That's too bad. By the way, thanks a lot for looking after our house. These are small gifts for your children.
For my children? Thanks, but you shouldn't have.
We just wanted to show how much we appreciate your help.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I'm from SNC Broadcasting. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sorry, but I'm in a hurry.
Please, it's only two questions, I promise.
Well, okay, but make it short.
Thanks a lot. What is your favorite channel?
I don't have one.
Okay, and how long was your TV on last night?
About 4 hours. Can I go now?
Oh, wait a minute, please. I have a few more questions.
A few more? Didn't you say only 2 questions?
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 데이비드가 여자에게 한 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Yesterday, David took a bus to the airport and checked in for his flight to Sydney. When the time came, he walked onto the plane with his hand luggage. When he got to his seat, however, he was surprised to find a woman already sitting there. He checked his boarding ticket, but there was no mistake. It was definitely his seat. In this situation, what did David most probably say to the woman?
Excuse me.
이제 듣기 말하기 문제는 모두 끝났습니다. 18번 문제부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답하십시오.